This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday. Oh, man. It was such a good day. It's been a good day. There are great things happening and some awful things happening, but that's kind of how it goes. And we're going to discuss all of it tonight. The ups, the downs, the good, the bad, and the Chris. I know about the RFK hearing today, and I'll discuss that here in a moment to open up the show. It's kind of the big headliner of the day, and you want to lead with the big deal, just a little tidbit for you media types out there. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about North Korea getting called out for something that Democrats do here. The government's going to start controlling your thermostat more and more. Yet another politician compares it to World War II, where we are today. Trump's approval ratings hit an all-time high. The Justice Department might ban firearms for trannies. All that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now let's discuss medicine, health, medical matters, all kinds of things that I'm not qualified to discuss. Now, listen, stay with me. Health is such a hard topic. And the reason health is such a hard emotional topic for virtually everyone, if you live long enough, the subject of health and healthcare, the reason it's emotional is you or someone close to you has suffered or suffered and died. Or just flat out dying. Ob came home this morning. I won't go into the details, but family in our community, wonderful family, wife, several children of various ages, husband, stay-at-home mom, she homeschools the kids. Dad fell over dead. A young family too, aneurysm. What kind of heartbreak is that? Loss. That's the worst thing in the world, right? Healthcare. Right now, as I talk about it, you're thinking about you and what you've gone through. Maybe it's your mom. Maybe it's yourself. Your husband, your wife, your child, God forbid. Healthcare is personal for people. And healthcare is confusing for everybody. For me and you and everybody. It's confusing because there are so many different opinions from so many different sources and different people who claim they know what's right. I know margarine is better for you than butter. 15 minutes later, no, that margarine's terrible for you. You should definitely eat butter. I know carbs are bad. I cut out the carbs and things got better. No, you have to have carbs. I know that vaccines save lives. What about polio? I know vaccines kill people. Everyone knows but you and me. That's how I feel when I think about medicine and healthcare. Everybody knows for a fact. But it's confusing and heartbreaking, and that's a terrible combination. When you suffer loss, when you just flat out suffer, period, we look for answers and everyone has one for you. And they oftentimes are completely opposite of each other. And I don't know about you, I find that to be incredibly frustrating. I'm not a doctor. And frankly, most doctors are morons. So even when I consult doctors, I walk away thinking, that guy's an idiot. That's why you need a second, third opinion. You got two, three different doctors, you get two, three different solutions to the problem. Now, that's what I know. And here's what else I know. A discussion we've had over and over and over again, but I want to rewind before we get to the current discussion. I want to rewind back to COVID, back a few years, And I want to rewind to something I said over and over and over and over again on this show about various subjects, from COVID to Floyd to others, that credibility is a finite resource. And people who have credibility oftentimes treat it as if it's infinite, but it is not infinite. It is finite. And when you burn yours up, it's virtually impossible to get it back. And I warned, you remember, if you were listening then, you remember, I warned on top of my other warnings for COVID, I warned the medical establishment in this country, and that goes for hospitals, doctors, nurses, big pharma, CDC, HHS, you name it. I warned all the medical institutions of this country. I know you're living high on the hog. I know you're finally the tyrant you always wanted to be. Now you can tell people what to wear, where to go, what they're not allowed to do. And man, life is good. You're Dr. King now. Wait a minute. That makes you sound like Martin Luther King. You're Dr. Dictator now. It's a great life. And what did I warn you? You're burning it up. That credibility you're burning up as you live it up will not be easily returned to you. I warned the same thing to the black activists during George Floyd, but that's another matter. I said, you're burning up the last of America's patience for this. Now you see it. There's no more. But back to the medical establishment. People have all kinds of opinions on RFK Jr., and I'll play a bunch of audio from it in a moment. They love him. He's the best. He's a genius. They hate him. He's a kook. He's a nutball. He's a this. He's a that. I don't have actually strong opinions one way or the other, and I don't care. I don't care if you love him. I don't care if you hate him. My point is, if you are part of the medical institutions who burned up their credibility during COVID, RFK Jr., his presence, his ascendance, is your fault. Your fault. You told people to stand 6 feet away from everyone. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my... It's not even practical. It is the stupidest thing I have ever heard in my life. And that was not a one-off person who one person said that. That was treated as gospel. That is the reason for school closures. The reason for restaurant closures, business closures, many of which never opened again, that established gospel is a ridiculous, stupid idea, and I can't believe it ever got mainstream. It's unbelievable to me. The first guy who brought that up should have been laughed out of any office he was in, whether it's a politician's office or a bunch of doctors. The first guy who said, I think everyone should stand 6 feet apart, he should have been laughed out of the room and then fired and mocked so relentlessly he had to move cities and change his name for the public scorn that came his way. Instead, everyone heard it and said, oh, nice. That's good call, Bob. Ridiculous. Wear a mask everywhere. So stupid. Wear a mask for a microscopic virus everywhere. Your hands are all over it. You're breathing in a bacteria. Freaking disgusting. Not protecting you from a thing. Wear a mask everywhere. Again, the first idiot who suggested that should have been mocked, fired, and had to change his name. Instead, treat it as gospel. I have a picture, so I don't forget. I have it saved on my phone, and I have a calendar reminder in my phone to look at it once a month, a picture of a child in a band with a mask on her face with a hole in the mask so she could play her instrument. Just so I can remember how stupid, insane, and evil the government and the medical establishment in this country is. I remember it like it was yesterday. And then they promised, oh, there's a cure coming. I promise, it's coming any day now, any day now. And of course, about 5 minutes after Donald Trump, air fingers quote, lost the election, we got it, we got the cure. Just take a shot and you're safe. Oh, okay, maybe two shots. Don't worry, just take two shots and you'll be protected. All right, maybe not. You might still get COVID, maybe not totally protected, but you won't be able to spread it. Oh, dang it. Okay, you will be able to spread it, but not as easily. Oh, all right, just as easily. Anyway, get your 15th booster. And all those people who pushed all those lies that wrecked your life, they all want me to believe now that RFK is the spawn of Satan. Maybe he is. I don't know. I'm not his advocate. I'm not his brother. Maybe he's the dumbest, kookiest person on earth. But here's the thing. You don't have any credibility left to tell me that. You told me the sky was green over and over and over again when it's clearly blue. Now you don't get to wake up today and tell me water isn't wet. Your credibility is gone. You did it to you. I didn't. No one else did. Let's talk about this hearing. We'll play some audio and other things before we do that. Let's talk about understanding the founding documents of this country. I know that's common radio fodder, and it's good to know. It's good to read the Constitution, but you can read it a dozen times. You can read it 100 times and not totally understand what's in there and why it's in there. Hillsdale College will help you understand. It'll help your children understand. Why was this put in there? They have more than 40 free online courses on everything from ancient history to the Constitution to the Federalist Papers to understanding capitalism. You want to understand things, have wisdom beyond 99.9% of the country, it's available to you at no cost. They give it away. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And before I continue, I have to remind you, what is tomorrow? It's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours belong to you on Friday. I answer your questions, whatever you email in to Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. They are already flying in and stacking up, and it's going to be a good day. Get yours in. Get it read on the air. If it doesn't suck, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I'll tell you why I had to take a cab to work today here in a few. I want to get to... Oh, I didn't tell you yet, Chris. Just trust me. Anyway, RFK Jr. had a hearing today. I just talked in the open about why there's an appetite for something different. And I'll tell you, I do like some things I hear out of this government. I don't like some things, of course. I'm loud about that, but I like a lot of things. I like when Tulsi Gabbard goes on the news and says, trust has been violated. The only way we earn back that trust is opening up the books, transparency, honesty, because she's 100% right. If trust is ever violated in your life, you violated someone else's or someone else violated yours at work in a personal relationship, the only path to getting it back is openness, honesty. You can't lie your way back. You can't cover it up. You can't yell your way back. It has to be earned back. Openness. Openness. RFK Jr. said this today, and I really enjoyed it.
So Americans have lost faith in CDC, and we need to restore that faith, and we're going to do that.
Stop for a second. Sorry to interrupt him already. That's a terrible place to be as a country. He's 100% right. The Center for Disease Control. I don't know these viruses. I don't know how something spreads, what it does, I don't know. There's some new disease or some established disease. There's an outbreak in my kid's school in my community. I don't have access to some special information you have. We're lost. You, me, we're lost. It would be nice to have an institution like the Center for Disease Control we can lean on. But again, we don't. We saw that during COVID. Now, when the CDC puts out anything, the CDC could put out something I believe in. Hey, go for a walk and drink some water, get some sunshine. And I'd probably go, that's a lie. Automatically. I didn't do that. They did that. He's right about this.
So Americans have lost faith in CDC, and we need to restore that faith. And we're going to do that by telling the truth and not through propaganda, by making them understand that everything that we say is true, that we're going to tell them what we know. We're going to tell them what we don't know, and we're going to tell them what we're researching and how we're doing it. We're going to be transparent. It's the only way to restore trust in the agency.
100% right. Music to my ears. We're going to be transparent. We're going to open up the books. We're going to be transparent. And before I start savaging Democrats, let's remember that it's not only Democrats who are scumbag swamp protectors. And it's not only Republicans in the Senate who you don't like who are scumbags. They know how to play the game. You know that, right? United States senators get to that position and stay in that position by pretending they're something they're not. I was watching the baseball game last night with Ob, and what came on but a John Cornyn commercial. And it was just like I predicted, just like I told you it was going to be. It was a 30-second commercial, and approximately 28 seconds of it were Trump. John Cornyn stands with Trump. Trump's been Cornyn, Trump. And they even had interviews with people. Cornyn's been out there doing what Trump wants. Cornyn supports Trump this, Trump that. Cornyn hates Donald Trump. Cornyn has tried to take away and successfully did take away some of your gun rights. John Cornyn is a world-class piece of trash, but he understands he's running in a primary in the red state of Texas, so he has to pretend to be Mr. MAGA while he's running in it. These guys lie. And I've warned you before. In Louisiana, oftentimes we get pushback on it. I've warned you about John Kennedy before. He knows how to play the game. Throw on that Cajun accent. I'm going to get me a po' boy. Knows how to play the game. But whenever we need him most, every now and then, he reveals what he actually is. And not good.
We need to restore that confidence. And so far, I don't see where Secretary Kennedy has done that. All I see over there is, at the moment, is a multiple vehicle pileup. I'm not saying that Secretary Kennedy is wrong or right. I'm just saying that, when I met with Bobby in my office, I told him, I said, your job number one is to restore the confidence of the American people in the institution of public health in America. And so far, he hasn't done that.
That is interesting. I wonder why Senator John Kennedy thinks RFK hasn't done that. RFK has fired a bunch of people. He has opened up the books on several things, things you can see now you could never see before, opened up the books, fired bad actors, and has announced he intends to study things and open it up. So why is it guys like Senator Kennedy don't think that that's restoring trust? We'll talk about that next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday as we near the end of the week. So we'll get to the Democrats today and their questioning of RFK. I'll get to that in a few, but I want to just take apart something that Republican senator from the red state of Louisiana, what he said, called the CDC, a multi-car pileup, chaos. He's not restoring trust. That's what he says.
We need to restore that confidence. And so far, I don't see where Secretary Kennedy has done that. All I see over there is, at the moment, is a multiple vehicle pileup. I'm not saying that Secretary Kennedy is wrong or right. I'm just saying that, when I met with Bobby in my office, I told him, I said, your job number one is to restore the confidence of the American people in the institution of public health in America. And so far, he hasn't done that.
We just talked about restoring trust. And there are two different ways you can attempt to go about it. There's the correct way that works, and there's the wrong way that doesn't. And so just to break this down, we already talked about the correct way that works. Openness, honesty, complete honesty. I've used the example before. If I become an unbelievable alcoholic and I'm wrecking my life, wrecking my car, wrecking my family, I decide I want to clean myself up. I don't get to be 20 minutes late home from work without giving Ob an explanation on why. We had a meeting. I'll call you from work. So you don't. She has earned that openness because I have to give it to her in order to get that trust back. I don't get to be 20 minutes home, 20 minutes late from work and say, I'm not telling you, leave me alone. Quiet down. I wasn't doing anything wrong. Shut up. It doesn't work. And the two different approaches, you know the difference in them? The true difference in them? Humility. Somebody who has done wrong and knows they have done wrong and knows they need to earn back trust. Someone who approaches that with humility knows they have to be open. I've been drinking too much. I am sorry. I will fix it. I'll let you know I'm not at the bar where whenever you want to FaceTime me, you can. By the way, we haven't done this. This is just an analogy. Wherever you want to FaceTime me, we can. What does that show on my behalf? Humility. I have screwed up. I am sorry. I'll be open. But that's not how historically evil institutions have approached it. Evil institutions historically have approached the lack of trust without humility, and therefore they almost always approach it the exact same way. Shut up. You don't need to know. No, I know. No, be quiet. No, stop complaining. No, censor this person. No, that's always their solution. If you don't trust me, it's your fault. That is what Kennedy doesn't like. Kennedy, a bunch of evil Republicans and evil Democrats just like him. They don't think books should be open. They don't think people should be fired. They just want to be able to give you orders because they lack humility. If you're at the CDC or if you're any one of these people apologizing for it, you should be throwing yourself on the ground and begging the American people for forgiveness for the evil crap you've done. You don't ever get to say, oh, trust me. No, 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 no. Nope. You don't get to give me orders. You don't get to dictate squat to me. You lied. You did evil stuff. You approach me with humility and say, I'm sorry. I'll be honest with you. But you see the difference. You see the difference. Here's what RFK says.
Americans have lost faith in CDC, and we need to restore that faith. And we're going to do that by telling the truth and not through propaganda, by making them understand that everything that we say is true, that we're going to tell them what we know, we're going to tell them what we don't know, and we're going to tell them what we're researching and how we're doing it, and we're going to be transparent. It's the only way to restore trust in the agency.
Transparent. I'll tell you what I know, man. I'll tell you what I don't know. I'll tell you what I'm looking into. Now, you have old cynical Jesse sitting up in his chair saying, okay, now I'll listen. Now I'll listen. But you take this approach? Nah, I'm checked out.
We need to restore that confidence. And so far, I don't see where Secretary Kennedy has done that. All I see over there is, at the moment, is a multiple vehicle pileup. I'm not saying that Secretary Kennedy is wrong or right. I'm just saying that, when I met with Bobby in my office, I told him, I said, your job number one is to restore the confidence of the American people in the institution of public health in America. And so far, he hasn't done that.
That's not what you want, though, is it, Senator? That's not what you want. What you want is everything to stay the way it's been. Because let's be honest, the people who are in the club, they call the Senate the most exclusive club on the planet. The people who are part of the club, look, the way it's been has worked out pretty well for them. Remember that old thing, old analogy my buddy told me, that he grew up in D.C., grew up in that political environment, and I asked him, hey, what's the main difference between a member of the House of Representatives and a senator? And he said, well, a senator doesn't need reservations. It's that kind of important. If Senator Kennedy, Senator Warren, senator on any side, Senator whoever, visits Turkey and requests a meeting with the government, they'll get it. Could you get a meeting with the government? Of course not. Big deal. Gigantic deal. These people sound bought to me. They want to keep things going the way things have been going. I mean, listen to this. This is, that's enough picking on Republicans. This is Senator Wyman.
Senator, you've sat in that chair for how long? 20, 25 years while the chronic disease in our children went up to 76%. And you said nothing. You never asked the question why it's happening. Why is this happening?
He never asked the question because he's bought, paid for. He's not sick. And if he does get sick, he'll get the finest quality care in the world. That you're sick, your kids are sick, couldn't possibly care less. He also pointed out Elizabeth Warren's generous pharmaceutical donation.
I hope that you will tell the American people.
Wrong button.
This was one. Your promise,
no,
Mr.
I didn't.
Kennedy.
No, I never promised that I was going to recommend products with which there is no indication.
When you said,
and I know you've taken $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies, Senator.
$42 million. That's the number Big Pharma gives to Congress. Not just Democrats, Republicans too. $42 million. And what are they purchasing? Favors, handouts, in exchange for large donations to their campaigns that allow these senators to stay in the biggest, most exclusive club so they don't have to ask for reservations. Speaking of the state of Louisiana, look, we can crush Democrats all we want, and I'm about to point out Warner and Lewin and a couple others, but I don't know that there is another senator who is more bought and paid for by Big Pharma than Senator Bill Cassidy of Red, Louisiana. Total scumbag. We'll try to we will finish this up because I don't want to spend all day on this in a moment. Before we finish this up, you know that the Byrna compact launcher fires 400 feet per second? Maybe you've been curious. You know they have the pepper balls and the tear gas balls that explode on impact. And of course, that's debilitating. But maybe you're wondering why the kinetic rounds? The kinetic rounds are just super hard plastic. Why would you even have that? 400 feet per second. Do you have any idea how badly that hurts when you shoot somebody with it? You know the SWAT teams, they carry Byrna. You know they'll walk up to a window with kinetic rounds in first and they'll pop, pop, shoot out the window and then start shooting in pepper balls. You get to carry that on you and it's legal in all 50 states without a permit. It's about the size of a smartphone. Goes right in your little purse, right in your belt. Get a Byrna and keep yourself alive. Keep your child alive. Your mother. Everyone in your family should have one. BYRNA. Byrna.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jewish producer Chris got a haircut. Hope you didn't pay good money for that one, bud. Whatever. It's, I don't know what you did, but it's not working. All right. It looked better before you ever cut your hair. All right. And that's saying a lot because it looked terrible before. I'm trying to help. I know. Look, you're going to get that caught in something, but you're going to get that caught in something. Anyway, back to the hearings from today.
You know, we talk about how diversity hiring is the death of everything. Whatever you try to diversify is going to die. And it is actually a great feather in our cap because Democrats focus on this. They focus on it everywhere, including on their own staffs. They staff up with diversity requirements. No Democrat senator wants to be the one found having too many white people working there. They can't do that. And the beauty of that is, as a result, because of that focus, the Senate staffers for Democrats have gotten progressively dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber because they're not hiring the most qualified people. They're having some weird box check thing. Do we have enough women? We need an amputee in here. That's what they do. Remember, these people are all stupid for the most part. They're not accomplished. They read prepared statements and prepared questions. If you watch video of these cockamamie hearings, you'll see them looking down at their notes when they're asking basic questions. These are prepared for them by what? By their gigantic, gigantic labor force. You can't imagine how many staffers United States senators have. Now, a result of this is your prepared statements, prepared accusations, prepared questions are not often all that well thought out. Let me introduce you to Senator Ray Lujan. He thought he was going to get RFK Jr. today and oops.
Did you know that he got caught in Maryland and was charged for practicing medicine without a medical license?
He was charged by a medical board. He sued the medical board, and the medical board was found to have acted in actual malice and was fined $2.6 million by a judge in Maryland for doing that.
Oops. That's what happens when you have the transsexual black amputee who you hired for diversity purposes come up with gotcha questions. They're not capable enough to actually figure things out. That's how you end up walking into that. Senator Warner said this.
As you're saying the Biden administration politicized all the data? Go back to what Senator Cantwell just
they
said.
Fired Dr. Kraft.
Go to Trump Surgeon General.
They fired Dr. Kraft. They fired all the people who questioned the orthodoxy. They fired Dr. Gruber, Dr. Krause.
They just flat out fired everybody under COVID who managed to step up and say something. Friggin' horrible. All right, let's move off of that. Okay, I'll play you one more montage, and then we're done with it. I don't want to talk any more RFK health stuff. I want to do other stuff today on the show. Here's your grand finale.
I hope that you will tell the American people how many preventable child deaths are an acceptable sacrifice for enacting an agenda that I think is fundamentally cruel and defies common sense. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Do I got a reply? Senator, you've sat in that chair for how long? 20, 25 years while the chronic disease in our children went up to 76%. And you said nothing. Senator, are you saying that a mRNA vaccine has never been associated?
I'm already bored. We're done with it. But you're not done hiring, are you? Have you gotten a hold of ZipRecruiter? Are you still waiting for that perfect candidate to walk in the door? Why are you wasting your time sifting through endless resumes if you're an employer, putting up ads on in the local newspaper? Why you don't have to do that. You don't have to live your life like that. ZipRecruiter is here to save you time and headache. How much time do you actually get to spend doing what you love to do? Not much, is it? It's all paperwork here and paperwork there. And now, because you have a position to fill, now your precious time gets gobbled up by that. No more. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter, one day. They get somebody good on the first day. How do they do it? They have some technology, matching technology. I still don't fully understand how they do it. They put the candidates in front of you right away, immediately. You post the job. Boom, ZipRecruiter does the rest. You want to try it free? You can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. Let's do some emails. Jesse, What's the handicap for Haiti in the competition? In case you missed it yesterday, we're starting Monday. I don't know how long it's going to last. We are going to have a crappiest countries in the world competition. It'll be very official. We'll find out where what the biggest dump on the planet is. Look, I don't want to influence you one way or the other. I don't want to influence you one way or the other. We're going to do our research here, and you're going to have a say. But look, if I had to handicap it, I'd say they're a contender. I'm not much of a gambling man, but if I were betting, it'd probably be worth a five. It'd be worth a five as long as they don't eat it. Jesse, I vote for Jamaica. For the worst country? Look, Jamaica is a dangerous place, I'll be honest. I told you the story before about how my buddy and I, we decided in Iraq that if we lived, we would go to Jamaica when we got out of the Marines. And we lived, of course, and we did. We fulfilled that promise, and we went down there for 10 days, but we didn't have any money. So it was a lean 10 days. It was certainly lean. One of the not highest end, all-inclusive hotels. It was tough sledding down there for a while. And they kept warning us, hey, you really don't need to leave the hotel after dark. Like, you shouldn't leave the hotel after dark. But of course, we were young Marines. You think you're 10 feet tall and bulletproof. First thing we did was leave the hotel after dark. Oh, no. Are you going to take a cab? No, we can't afford it. We're walking. It's like 2 miles away in the middle of the night, strolling through Jamaica. I cannot believe I'm still alive. It really is genuinely amazing. It is by God's own grace that I am still alive. And it did feel a little dangerous. It did feel a touch dangerous. If you even went down on the beach, you'd have some pretty unsavory people coming up, offering you some unsavory things. And you'd think, maybe I should go back to the room. What, Chris? What? Yeah, it did have a Mexico feel to it. It was black, but it's black Mexico. That's kind of how it felt. And it kind of felt like one of those third world places. If you've ever been to one, they all kind of have this everything's for sale feel. Hey, I think I'd like an RPG. I bet I'll be able to locate one. I told you about that bar in Thailand where the dude opened up the floorboard and there was a grenade launcher in there he was going to sell me. I said, what? How much? No, I'm kidding. I didn't actually buy it. I wouldn't have been able to bring it home, but I want one. Let's talk about, well, how different are Democrats than the worst regimes on the planet? Next.